hi, today we have with us Shubhayan. So Shubhayan, introduce yourself to us and how you came to Sadhana.
So right now I'm a college student. I'm in my third year right now. I'm studying liberal arts in Pune. And I came to Sadhana because a senior of mine came here last year, and he had really like glowing reviews about this place. So I decided to, after doing a little bit of research, I thought this was the place to be coming to, and I thought like, yeah, I'll come here.
Yeah, so how long are you here for?
I'm here for a month and a half. So I'm going to be here till the 10th of July.
Okay.
That's the plan. And if I like it, I'll probably extend it even more. So that's, yeah.
Yeah, so how far would you go on to call it a learning experience? You know, it's definitely better than what you learned in school, right?
I wouldn't go like on to like say that, but like, yes, it has definitely been an eye-opening experience. I mean, everything that I read about in my environmental education textbooks in school, I'm actually practicing it, like, not just reading about it. You know, so it's been really eye-opening. I didn't chop vegetables. I'd never held a shovel in my life. I'd never held a rake in my life. Cleaning toilets was out of the question completely. Leading a vegan diet was also like is something that's just been completely because eye-opening, because I just realized how much of, you know, time and resources, even though I knew about it, I didn't really care about it, but now after having come here, I really do have some sort of like an inkling about how much actually was wasted and stuff.
Yeah. So being a person who has experienced schooling, so, and you here have first-hand information and you see how unschooling works, the concept of it.
Yeah.
So what is your take on it?
Oh, I really, really wish my parents had seen this documentary.
Sure.
Yeah. So, but now that like it's a little bit too late now. But yeah, I would, if I had a child, I'd probably get them unschooled.
But then again, there is this concept of, you know, this popular concept of freedom being absolute chaos. You witness how the kids lead a life here. Do you think it's absolute chaos, or do you think it's better for them? You know, it's.
I completely agree with the concept of unschooling, which says that a child should be able to decide what he wants. Because I agree, as a kid, you are way more curious than you are, say, when you're 13.
Yeah.
Or 14, at which point most people start deciding about their major and minors and what they want to do in life, or rather they're like asked by their parents to decide what they want to do in their life,
or rather they are given a very small
or
very few options.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So yeah, I completely agree with that, and I like looking at all the I really think a child should, like, a child is a human being after all. They even just because they are a few years younger doesn't mean they can't decide for themselves, you know. I think if a person likes something, he or no matter how old he or she is, they will still be able to show that they really like it.
Yes. So So you'll be going back.
Yeah.
How would this stint at Sadhana affect your future life? What changes, you know, minor or major, how would it impact?
Wow. Okay. So like that's a heavy question. I don't know. I like leading a no drinking, no smoking, no drug policy. It really helped me to like detoxify myself, clear my conscience. Like I don't have to depend on things anymore. Because after 1 p.m. you're free here. So I've been just spending a lot of time practicing musical instruments, reading books, learning about new things. Learning about new things, and it's just been. I'll probably end up waste. Like I'll probably not have a shower now. I'll probably start using.
You will not have a very luxurious shower.
I'll probably not have a shower. I'll probably use the bucket instead.
Yeah.
Using the toilet here. Like it's just like opened up things to me about how you know, how if like how really like the Western style toilet, how it how detrimental it actually is, and Indian style is actually the best.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Yeah. So thank you so much for sharing all this with us.
Yeah. No problem.
Hope we meet again later. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.